our God.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Let us exalt his name together. Amen. There's something about a corporate worship. Amen.
Yes.
Where we all bring our voices together and get on one accord. Amen. Sing the praises to our Lord.
Yes.
You know, it is God that said that we should praise him. Amen. In that manner. Amen.
Yes.
Began to praise God in that manner. Amen. I get involved in our worship. I'm going to say that again. When we praise God on one accord, God gets involved in our worship. Amen.
Yes.
In other words, he's not just an idle bystander. Amen. That God wants to come in and he wants to commune and fellowship with us collectively and individually. Amen.
Yes.
In other words, God wants you to bless him and he wants to bless you.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to bless you just as much as you want to bless him. Amen. See, there's a relationship thing that goes on. Amen.
Yeah.
In other words, God said, I want to bless you. Amen. Then you know you've been blessed, amen. In other words, God wants you to know, amen, who he is, that he's a name above all names. In other words, anything that you stand in need of, anything that I stand in need of, God wants you to know that he's got it.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness? If you need a healing, you got healing. He said, no, I'm the God that healeth me. Come on now. He said, I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. He said, I'll give you everything that you need. All you got to do is ask. That's the thing about God. He says, if you're not, door will be open.
Yeah.
He said, if you see,
yeah.
You'll be able to find.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness? So if you're knocking and you're seeking, amen, you just one step away from your blood. Yeah. Amen. By the shadow of a doubt. And God's going to show up, amen, and it's going to be a great blessing. It's not going to be a little thing. It's going to be a great blessing. Amen. How great is our God. Amen. We thank God for, amen, God being great and God all by itself. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, your heart, not lifted up his soul in the vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, even lift them up, the everlasting door. And the King of glory, but he shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
Thank you.
call and leave us in prayer this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We come, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you that you are right there, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your embrace. Bless the Lord, oh my God. And all that is within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. The songwriter said, oh Lord, how long? How excellent is thy name. And all the earth, who has set our glory above the heavens.
Yes.
And oh God, we come this morning with a heart of praise, a heart of thanksgiving. We come, Father, because there is none like you. We come to give you just a little bit of glory, a little bit of praise. Just to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. For truly you have made a way for us this week. You have brought us through many storms and dangers. Seen and unforeseen, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you are faithful and you allow nothing to happen to us. So we thank you again. And oh God, I ask that as you look on every heart this morning, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will continue to illumine us, oh God. Continue, oh God, to just anoint us from our eyes. And Father God, if you see anything that's not seasoned, I pray in Jesus' name, that you will wash us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
And as you wash us, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you will give us a little more of you,
yeah,
a little more of your Holy Spirit, a little more of your joy, a little more of your peace, a little more of your loving kindness. Oh, God, we thank you today. And then, Father God, I pray that you look on that the gate, God, this morning. Be his help, be his strength, and his way, Father. And as we preach your word today, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to illumine him from on high. Continue to give him divine inspiration. That he will preach the truth and the unknown, nothing but the truth, oh God. Father God, that somebody will be praised this morning. They will know that you're Jesus, that you came and you died. But most of all, you got up out of the grave. And you sit on the right hand of the Father. And we thank you for what Father God. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on First Lady. Continue to be our help. Continue to be our strength. To all the first family in a special manner. And you know, God, we pray that you will look on every member. You know what we need this morning, Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you will grant it according to your will and glory. Father God, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you because you have been good unto us, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we pray, oh God, that you will look on all the sick this morning, Father. Oh God, touch their bodies, Father God, wherever they might be this morning. Let your healing divine heal them, Father. Give them the strength that they need, oh God, that they will hold on to your unchanging hand. And Father God, we're going to thank you. We're going to bless you and we're going to praise you. Hallelujah to your name this morning. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll continue to lift you up, that it will be less and less of us and more of your Holy Spirit living through us for your name's sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
So, amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Pray. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Tell God all about that faith. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing a hymn this morning. Sometimes you find people going through this and going through that. Amen.
Yes,
like we're living in a time of people going through. Amen.
Yes,
even some of the saints are going through some things, some ups and some downs.
Yes.
Amen. And song is appropriate. Number two, title, Hold to God's Unchanging. In other words, when you are going through. Amen. you go through, you got to learn to hold on to God. Sometimes the storms get a little rough. Amen. Sometimes the wind gets a little dreary. Amen. But I found out, amen, that if you hold the God's unchanging hand, you'll be able to make it through. Amen. Songwriter said, time is filled with swift transition. All of earth will move and stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. And the refrain says, hold to his hand. God's unchanging. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It's filled with smooth transition. Thank God. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost. There might be someone here today that has a testimony, amen, about the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We don't got over here with Dr. Victor.
Lord. That's the songwriter said, weeping might endure for
glory,
joy, hallelujah, Jesus' joy gonna come in the morning. If we just hold on to God's unchanging hand, Jesus' joy gonna come in the morning. So I praise God this morning for Jesus' joy.
Because
I got Jesus' joy. That's the joy that the world gives to you. But the joy, hallelujah, Jesus, that he gave me.
Yeah.
And I can testify this morning.
Come on now.
That God is a good God.
Yeah.
And he brought me a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
And if it had not been for him on my side, why would I?
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
One more day.
Yeah.
One more day.
Yeah.
To give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. God is what he could. And that's my testimony this morning.
Yeah.
God is a good God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for today.
Yeah.
For
fidelity.
Yeah. Thank God for the brand new mercy.
Yeah.
Thank God for my life, health, and strength.
You better pray. Yeah. You better pray. Yeah.
Like everybody is going through something in the world.
Yeah.
I encourage you to give it to God.
Yeah.
Give it to the one who can do something about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've had surgery procedures, and my body goes through so much and so much pain.
Yeah.
Praise God through it all.
Praise
God. Just know. Get us some of that joy.
Yeah.
Brother Lindsay got. It's going to be no more.
Come on,
so I praise him on today for today and all that he has given me in this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you guys. You guys have a
blessed day. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you can just think about the goodness. Amen. And all he's done for you.
Yes.
See, I can't speak for nobody else. I know what he brought me
through.
And so I'm able to have a testimony.
Yes.
See, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's rough.
Yes.
But you got to go through these things in your life because God has better for you.
Yes.
And that you can be able to look around sometimes and see, because man, you can take credit for a whole lot of things. Come on, yeah,
yes.
You can. But sometimes you feel like you're down and out, amen?
Yeah,
yeah. But you know that he's able. It's been a little struggle over the little, you know, time or whatever. This year has been very trying.
Yeah, yeah.
God is still able and he's still good, amen? So no matter what you're going through in your life, I'm here to tell you that I'm a living witness.
Yeah.
I ain't missed a meal, amen?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Some people, you tell your story and they like, man, how do you put it together? Because God said he give you the peace to pass all human understanding.
Yeah.
He understands that we're amongst humans, and so he said he will give you the peace that's going to surpass all understanding.
Yeah.
So no matter what you're going through in your life right now, I just dare you just to trust him. And really trust him.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what the outside is saying. I tell you just to trust him. Because it's already all right. It's going to be okay. And God is telling us to just hold on and be still.
Yeah.
And don't be scared, my children. It's time for us to rise up and go into the world and proclaim the name of God. Amen.
Amen.
There's a whole lot going on in the world. Amen. It's a schoolhouse. Well, when I was younger, I felt protected, amen?
Come on.
So I just want to let y'all know that no matter what you're going through, it's like Pastor said, that was That was fire. Pastor, I even woke up in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I have to be honest this morning. I had to drag my flesh this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know what you're talking about.
I had to drag my flesh on this morning.
Yeah.
This is the thing that he has made. And you and I will rejoice and be glad in.
Yeah.
Because I found peace late in the midnight hour. See, sometimes you don't just go through it in the midnight hour. Sometimes you go through it in the morning.
There you go.
In the afternoon.
There you go.
In the evening.
All day. Come on.
But he loves me, amen?
Yeah.
And I can't be counted out. So don't let these tears fool you. I'm going to be all right. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he got up on that third day, I can look at him in the face.
Yeah.
All right.
Because my God conquered death and the grave, amen, and hell.
Come on now.
So there's nothing that's not just going to fall. It won't prosper. You don't look like nothing that you've been through. I just think about the Hebrew boys. I'm going to do what I can to do, but when they got out of the fire, they didn't smell like smoke.
Come on, man.
That's only Jesus because he's still keeping us. And I got to still praise in my heart.
Yeah.
And even though that I'm going through the situation, I still going to praise him.
Yeah.
I'm still going to love him. I'm still I'm not going to turn back. It ain't worth it.
Come on.
And I just thank God. I just love him so much.
Yeah.
He's still keeping me. He's keeping my mind. I don't understand that the battle is in the mind.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm just thankful that he's keeping my mind. He's showing me like to really, really, really trust him.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we say, yeah, we trust him and everything like that. It's, you know, all and all that.
Come on,
see
come on.
In church and everything.
Come on,
God said, you really going to trust me?
Come on.
You really going to trust me when I take the things that you depend on the way.
Come on.
See, sometimes God gotta take the things that we're depending on because we're not depending on him. And he wants us to depend on him first. Stop worrying about the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop worrying about money. Stop worrying about the things of this world because God has got us. He chose us.
Yeah.
He's saying,
come on,
who's that us home?
Come on,
man. He don't worship us.
Yeah.
We worship him.
Yeah.
So just don't get down. I know it's easy to get down. Go ahead. You know what? I'm going to say this. Go ahead and have your pity pot.
Come on.
Go ahead and cry. Scream and do whatever you got to do. But when you finish.
Put
him back in line.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
That's my testimony.
Yeah.
I just love God. He's so amazing. I'm leaning on him like never before.
Yeah.
And yeah, the problems, you see them.
Yeah.
But they really don't mean anything. It's just something that God is going to handle. And I just ask him for the one not to fight.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
I want to give it all to the Lord. Because he's the only one that can do something about it.
That's right.
Body racking in pain. Go to God. When you just don't know what to do, when you just don't understand why these things are happening, just go to the Lord. Because that's where your help comes from. I know you love your friends and you want to tell them about the things, but they can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
My mom and my daddy can't do nothing for me. But when I fall on my knees and I look to the help, God shows up each and every time.
Yeah.
He encouraged.
Yeah.
Keep on going, heart of God.
Hey,
what I love about the heart of God is right. early Sunday. I know that, though, and that's not politically correct, but early Sunday. Come on. God sits down here, he takes his shoes off and spends his time with you.
Thank you,
and I'm grateful for that.
Thank you, God.
Because we never lack. God said when two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. And one thing I know about the heart of God, that he's in the midst.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you. We love you, we praise you, God. We honor you. That's my testimony.
Hey.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. My testimony today is that I'm thankful for everything that God gives. They all the talents that God gives.
Amen. Amen.
How they're able to bless others.
Amen. What a blessing.
Thank God for where I'm at now. Things have been happening, and it's something you can't explain.
Yeah.
You go places and things happen, and you don't know how to explain it. You always say, what God. So, I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And things.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm reading something from a book that I purchased. It talks about prayers to share. 100 long, notes of joy. This one right here, I was just reading. It says, I pray you all never forget that each day is a gift.
Yeah.
That is why they call it the present. Think about that. So every day he presents us with a present.
Yeah.
So every day we get a present from the Lord. And it says, so teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. And that is Psalm 90 and 12. What it's saying that every day is a gift from the Lord. Every day, and we already know every day above ground is an awesome gift. Every day to be able to walk and talk, have the activity of your limbs is a blessing from the Lord. And it's also a blessing to sit here in the sanctuary and be able to hear the testimony going on. And as we were talking in Sunday school, that you get comfortable when you miss one church, when you miss one Sunday at home, you miss two Sundays miss a church, you know, the Lord is still blessed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what blessing the Lord has for you. But the thing is, he talks about us gathering together.
Right. That's right.
Sharing our talents. Mm-hmm. Sharing our testimony among Christians. Among each other. So we need to find that fellowship where, Minister Harris said, so drag that flesh out of their head.
Yeah.
And my thing is, you get up and you go to work. You get up and you go to work. You go to the man, you're going to work, you got to work. So if you can go to him, you can come to the man who gave you life after the
Lord.
You can come to the church of God where you can fellowship among us. Not listen to us, fellowship among us.
Yeah.
And I know that the Lord is going to allow you to do that one day, but you're going to drag that flesh out of that bed and say, I'm going. You know, and I just thank the Lord for the knowledge of knowing that you're going. So one day I'm going to see you up in here.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you for my presence today. So I pray that everyone stay strong in the Lord. Don't forget your present today. He gave you a present.
Yeah.
Make sure you take that present and you share it with others. I love you all. Have a blessed week. And I see you next Sunday.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is going to be in the morning, and the testimony of the goodness of the Lord, amen. We're going to go to 0025 in the morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God. Truly, I thank God this morning for life, for health, and strength. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And in spite of how I'm feeling this morning, I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. And so God is still good, and he is still in control. And so I'm pressing on. I'm pressing in. I'm pressing through. I'm still praying, and I just ask God to plant my feet on higher ground. For truly, he is a good God, and he is a mighty God, and he is a great God. And my strength is in God. God gives me the strength each and every day. And so I just thank God this morning for who he is and what he is in my life. God bless you all today. Have a blessed one.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Amen. Grateful to God. Amen. For those who continue to tune in and give God the glory to see in Christ. Amen. On the line. Amen. And God, shout out to her. Amen. That we know that God continues. Amen. To bless us. And we thank God for the faith of the saints. Amen. Continue, amen, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. So we're going to go to the Lord and pray. I ask Mr. Harris, and he would get ready to lead us in prayer today. We know that prayer has brought us from a mighty long way. Somebody want to say amen.
Amen.
All prayer is just a talk with God. Amen. And when I found out, amen, we talk to God, amen, he already knows what you're standing in need of. That's just who he is. Amen. He already knows what you're standing in need of. He'll let you talk. He'll let you cry, have your pity party. Ever got a witness? And he won't ignore you. He'll let you talk, let you cry, smile, pull out your violins and all that stuff. Because he knows what you need. And the thing about God is he knows what you're going through because he took all this time. He understands the pool. He understands the frustration. He understands the aggravation. If you seek him, you'll survive. If you knock, the door will be open.
Yeah.
And if you ask, it will be given what? Unto you. Father God, we just come before you. And before we give you our petitions and everything, God, we just want to say we love you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father God. You're just so amazing. Hallelujah to your name. You're a wonderful Father God. Thank you. You're just so lovely, God. Thank you just for even as we did not even wake up this morning, God, you are so good that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father God, just for giving us that boldness, Father God, being all of that, God. Not just going on a cross, Father God, but raising up on the third day, God. Because, see, Father God, there's some people that's praying for somebody in the grave right now. They're praying, and their prayers are not getting answered, Father God, because their God is dead. Father God, on the third day, you made a divinity that you got up with all power in your hand. And so, Father God, it gives us a certain swagger to go about things, God. It gives us a certain confidence, Father God, to go out to the world, Father God, knowing that you defeated death and the grave. And we're just so grateful and so honored, Father God, to be a part of a family. Yeah. Where the Father is one, where he is king. Yeah. Father God, we come to you today knowing the sick and shut in, Father God. We ask you to visit them in the hospitals. Let your anointing fall afresh. And let them know, Father God, that it's not over until you say it's over. Somebody's going on an operation table today, Father God, so we ask you to bless the doctors in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Father God, is in need of a Savior, God. We ask you just to be whatever that they need to be right now in the name of Jesus. You know the problems and the situations of your people here, Father God. So we just ask you to be whatever we need you to be, Father God. Some of us are lost, Father God. Some of us are just tired, Father God. Some of us have been going through a bull while. And Father God, we just need some reassurance, Father God, that you understand, Father God. We bless you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to go into the schools right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels, Father God. Protect the kids, Father God. Protect the teachers, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to bless our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. The people that want us to do bad, Father God. People that don't want us to succeed, Father God. We just ask you to give them a special blessing in the name of Jesus. Let them see the errors of their ways, dear God. And then, Father God, I ask you to bless the heart of God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us for 20 years, God. Thank you, Father God, that the people that went by the wayside, they can go on where they gone, Father God. But you still remain here, Father God. You still worthy to be praised, Father God. And we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you. For each branch, Father God, that gets on the line, Father God, to show that you are a healer, Father God, that you are a waymaker, Father God, that you are a deliverer, Father God, and may breathe over troubled water, Father God, that who you are, Father God, a will in the middle of the wheel, Father God, somebody that can call on all times of the day, Father God. Yeah. Because you promise you'll take care of me. That's what you promise, God. We ask you, Father God, the ones that need to come back to you, Father God, that they just come running back. Because, Father God, like the potter of Father, Father God, you'll meet them halfway. And we thank you for meeting us halfway, Father God. Because every day we're not lovable, God. Every day we're not easy to be around, Father God. But we'll say thank you, Father God, for loving us anyway, Father God. We're just so grateful, Father God, that you are God and you don't need nobody else. We thank you, Father God, for answering these petitions, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to let your anointing fall afresh here right now. Bless pastors, Father God. Let their word be sharp as a two-edged sword. Going in and coming out, Father God. And when he preaches the word, Father God, let a hot man harden, Father God, to open our hearts, Father God, to receive a word from you. In Jesus' name. Everybody say in Jesus' name. Because there's power in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. give God an honor and glory. And we give him praise. Man, I think we got one more testimony on the line. We don't want to move anybody else. Man, see if we can go to 7611. 7611, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. It's so beautiful to hold on to God's hand, changing hand. You lay down at nighttime, you don't know if you're going to wake up in the right place or you're going to be in the right and the wrong hole. But anyway, we're so thankful, Father, that he gave us another second chance to stay above this ground and praise his holy name. You know where we came from. You know where you're going. And we're so thankful, Father, that he gave us a second chance to stay above this ground and say thank you, Jesus, for another day that you let us see and stay another day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Amen. We are grateful to God today for his word. Amen. And I was talking to Reverend Lindsay back in the study. Amen. And God has been speaking some rough sermons here lately. Amen. It's a little rough. Amen. I found out down through the years, Reverend Lindsay, that obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. The word is a little rough. Amen. It's going to have to be a little rough. Amen. Amen. We are thankful to God that he is able to put it all together. So then the roughness, amen, is something that we, amen, can deal with because it's something that we need, amen. And today we're going to talk about, amen, Noah is the servant that God used, amen, to continue the human race after the flood that caused the human race, except for 8 folks, to get wiped out. That's rough. Because the folks, amen, were evil. Amen. God had enough for the folk. And you know, when I was studying this week, amen, God had me over in Revelation. So last week we're in Genesis and we went to Revelation. And now this week we're in Genesis and we go back to Revelation. So we studied the Revelation, the first 3 chapters of the book of Revelation. And Dr. Lindsay, the first 3 chapters of the book of Revelation talked about God talking to John, and John was the one that was going to prepare the way for the end of this second group of people that are going to get wiped out. So Noah was the first one that was going to, the whole act is terrible. God sent Noah, and them folk got wiped out. But Noah and the ark, flood, new group of people, they acted up. Right? Sent his son, paid the penalty, victory over death in the grave. Brought the church in, and the church acted up. Lord have mercy. So the first 3 chapters of the book of Revelation is dealing with the church and what the church is supposed to what, be doing. Amen? But this is what the part that gets me, AJ, is that after the church gets their act together, because that church about Puerto Rico do the things that God wants us to do, amen, the church is going to get taken out, wrap shit up. And the second group of people going to get what? Wiped out. That's a rough sermon to preach, God. to remind people about the first folk that got wiped out because of the curse. And then to tell the church, you're not acting right, amen. Everybody ever heard the song say, get right church and left go home, amen? The reason we haven't gotten home yet, church, is because the church ain't got right yet. But as soon as God says, all right, y'all good, amen, we going home, amen, and the second group of folks going to get wiped out, and this heaven and this earth is going to pass away. But God made a promise to Noah. He said, I'm not going to flood it no more. He said, I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky, and I'm not going to flood it out no more. Amen? Let's go to Genesis, the sixth chapter. Oh, my gosh. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply of the earth, Genesis 6 chapter, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. In other words, Dr. Lindsay, God said, I'm not going to put up with this all the time. Has anybody ever got to a point, amen, where you found out, amen, that your parents, amen, was only going to put up with so much? Ever got a witness? And after you got on their last nerve, Sister Renee, amen, that something had to be done. Amen? Mm-hmm. Ever got a witness? Mm-hmm. And those of us who have kids, amen, you put up and you put up and you put up, amen, and it comes a certain time where you had to put a halt, amen, to the foolishness. Look at somebody and say, God is going to put up with the foolishness, amen, but so long. And don't take my word for it. Don't take these preachers' word for it. Look what God said in Genesis 6. Verse 3 says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In other words, Joseph was living to be Methuselah lived to be 900 and some years old. Joseph was living, amen, and acting any old kind of way. God said, I'm going to cut this down. And I don't know how many people over 120 that you know. It might be a handful on the whole face of what? Of the earth. So the word of God is true because folks ain't living to be 900 no more. Mm-hmm. Amen? In other words, God said, I'm going to cut that joke of time off because the time he got here, he acting what? So in verse 4, he says, there were giants in the earth in those days. Also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. In other words, these devils were big and bad and they were doing whatever they were big and bad enough what to do. They were strong. They were powerful. They were mighty. They weren't thinking about what? God. Mm. Because they figured they were gods what? Themselves. Big pimp. Big balls, shot callers. They was the ones, amen, that was in control, in charge, so they thought. Look what verse 5 says, Dr. Lindsay. Oh, my gosh. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that he didn't say some, Dr. Lindsay. He said, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was what? Only what? Evil, not just a little while, but what? Continuously. Thus, man left to himself, not with God, that he's going to be big and bad enough that every thought in his heart is to do evil continually. That's the world that was in the world before the flood. But we on the other side of the flood, we can't point to nobody else because we're doing the same thing, amen, or maybe even worse than what they was doing. Look what he said. Now, this is the part that scares me, first lady. It says in verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth. If that don't scare you, God shook his hand and he said, it repents me that I ain't repent. Goodness gracious. How in the world can a loving God who has made a loving, amen, man, amen, a loving creation say, amen, it repents me that I ain't repent. We need to pause on that. And it grieved him at his what? Heart. It grieved God at his heart that he made man. I'm not making this up. In other words, that joker was so bad that God said, it grieves me that I even made him. He, in other words, he's not acting like the man that I made. He's not acting like he got good whole faith. He ain't acting, amen, like I'm the God, the loving God that made it because he's supposed to do evil. And this is what happened from the last time we talked, from Adam and Eve when they believed the lie instead of God. And so the curse has been bad and bad and bad. So bad that God said, we got to put a stop to this. Y'all just was coming for 900, 800, 600, 700, 300 years. I'm going to cut that down to 120, and I'm not going to be patient with you much longer. Mm. Verse 7, it says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man, goodness gracious, whom I have created from the face, what, of the earth. Both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Oh, my goodness. That's some rough stuff. That is some terrible stuff that God's creation has got him to the point where he's like, I wish I didn't even have made y'all. And every imagination in their heart was not just a little while every now and then, but continually was evil, and how can I do some more evil? But aren't you glad that God put a plan into action way back then in Genesis? And in the next verse, Sister Renee, God uses a conjunction. And I love the conjunction, but a conjunction means, amen, that that's not the end. A conjunction, amen, it means, amen, that the first part of this statement is not the end.
Hallelujah.
Have I got a witness? And in other words, you might have put a period there, God, and that would have been it. But aren't you glad that God didn't put a period on mankind? Lord have mercy. But God put a butt in there and said, but God's got something in there. God, hallelujah. And he says, but Noah. Come on now. God's always got somebody. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Because there was a time in all of our lives, amen, where we did what we was big, what, and bad enough to do. And we got to witness. In other words, we can't point the finger at them folk on the other side of the flood, amen, because they sinned, amen, what they sinned. And our sin is what? Just our sin also, amen. But it all washes out, Dr. Lindsay, to what? Sin. So God went through and he used Noah, Lord have mercy, to talk to the people and to demonstrate to the people that it is a God. Amen. And whether the people believed it or not, he was a witness for the Lord. Amen. And in today's generation, in today's church, like John the Revelator, church needs to get right, amen, so that God can deal with those folks that ain't going to get right, amen. But a thing I like about God is that God, amen, still wants to give them an opportunity, give them a chance, amen. And he's looking at us like he looked at John the Baptist, like he's looking at Noah, to go out and tell somebody the wages of sin is death. Lord have mercy. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He used Noah, amen, as an instrument in his hand to do something that had never been done, amen, to build an ark of safety, amen. And all those that believed, amen, would be able to run to the ark of safety and find shelter, amen, with God. The problem is, amen, men love darkness, come on now, more than they like light. Have I got a witness? They love sin and the things and the pleasures of sin more, amen, than they love, amen, God, amen. And because God will put limitations on you so you don't hurt yourself. But man is so big and so mad, he said, the heck with God, and they feel good, I'm going to want to do it. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Reverend Lindsay, this sermon ain't but nothing but about grace, Lord have mercy. And folks say, well, grace didn't come through until the New Testament. But I beg to differ, because in my Bible, Lord have mercy, in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, God is talking about what? Grace. Have I got a witness today? I'm here to tell you that if you look in the Word of God, God will dispel all the isms and schisms and all the things that man has come, that God didn't have grace, amen, in the book of Genesis. But I dare to hold up the Word of God and say, in Genesis the 6th chapter and verse 8, God still has some grace. Have I got a witness? There's grace in this world for those before the flood, and there's grace in this world for those after the flood. But God is looking for men and women, boys and girls, to tell the world about God's grace. I don't know what you have done, and you don't know what I have done, but God's grace is sufficient, amen, to be able to deal with the stuff that we've done in this body. God's grace is sufficient to be able to wipe away and wash away our sins. God's grace is sufficient, amen, to take your slate and wipe it clean. But you got to come his way, Lord have mercy. So, in verse 9, talks a little bit about Noah. In Revelation 3, chapters 1 through 3, it talks a little bit about John and what John was telling the churches and what God was getting ready to do, amen, after the church age and the church is raptured. And so when we go back to 9, it says, these are the generation of Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. See, the problem with man is that he ain't trying to walk with God. He don't want to do things God's way. He wants to do it his way. But Noah had a relationship with God that he said, I found out in my life that when I do it God's way, it'll work out for me. What? In the end. Have I got a witness in the building today or on the line that when you do it God's way, it might not come and be fancy when you want it to, but ultimately it's going to work out for you. Somebody say, God knows what's best for me, and I got to understand I have to walk by faith and not by sight, because the things that are seen are a temporary thing, but the things that are not seen are eternal. What do you mean, preacher? God asked Noah to build a dang old boat. Well, a boat had never been built. Have we got a witness? Ask them to build something, amen, that will float. Have I got a witness? Amen. And it ain't never rained before. Have I got a witness? God asked them, to believe him, even though his eyes couldn't see, even though he'd never seen some rain. He has Noah to have faith, and because Noah had walked with him, he had the faith, amen, to build a boat, amen, in a place where it never rained, and no boat can help him. So he says, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with what? Has anything changed? The earth is still what? Corrupt. And the earth is still filled what? With violence. And in verse 12 it says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was covered. It was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. In other words, the things were bad and it was ugly. And in verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. See, the church is blessed, because when the second destruction of the earth is coming, the church is going to be resurrected. The church is going to be raptured. Noah was able to get on a boat, amen, before the first destruction. But the world that's coming that we live in, we're going to have to get on, amen, a cross, amen, now, on Calvary's hill. But it's not going to be us on the cross. It's going to be God's Son on the cross. The songwriter said on a hill far away, stood an old what? Rugged cross, the emblem of what? Suffering and shame. It was there on that cross that the dearest and best of God for a world of lost sinners what? Was slain at the cross where I burst on the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there my faith. I received my what? Faith. And now I am happy all the day because of God's grace on the cross, because of God's grace, amen, at the boat, at the ark of safety, men were able to have their slates cleaned, amen, and be forgiven of their sins. So here it is, Dr. Lindsay. I don't know if you could live up to your Noah moment. I don't know, Dr. Harris, if you could live up to your Noah moment. I don't know if I can live up to my Noah moment. But as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to do my best to live up to my Noah moment. God spoke to Noah in verse 14. It says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. So it was a big boat. Come on now. And God says, not only do I want you to build it, but I want you to put a window in it. Come on now. A window shall you make in the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall be set in the side thereof with lower, second, third story shall thou make. In other words, God will prepare you for the moment. Good God Almighty. I remember, good God Almighty, Brother Anthony, when God spoke to me about Heart of God Church. Lord have mercy. The preacher was praying today, and he mentioned 20 years. Good God Almighty. God told me, Lord have mercy, it might not be a whole lot of folk, but I'm going to give you a place. Amen. I'm going to give you, amen, a place, and I'm going to give you the money. Come on now. And I'm going to give you the people. See what I like about Noah. Amen. He didn't ask. Come on now, where he was going to get the money. He didn't ask where he was going to get the wood. He didn't ask if the boat was going to float. But he simply answered the call of God. Are you glad today that somebody somewhere answered the call of God and told you and I about God's grace and God's mercy. And some 20 years later, going on 20 years, God has provided the place. God has provided the seat. God has provided the word. And we're still standing on the word of God. God did say that the place was going to be filled, but God said there will be a place for the people. And I'm here today, today, that God still got a place. Why? Because God still got grace. And God still got some mercy. All God wants us to do is answer the Noah moment and do what he said to do. Tell somebody that the wages of sin is still there, but the gift of God is eternal life. He didn't ask Noah to do anything but build a boat. Somebody said it's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. They said, Noah, you lost your mind. You done gone crazy. He kept building the boat. It's going to rain. How you know it's going to rain? Because God said, it's going to rain. And one day, I said, one day, bloop, turned into more bloop, that turned into a stream, that turned into a river, that turned into an ocean. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. The whole world was covered in rain. If you didn't get in the boat, you were lost. If you didn't accept the grace, you were lost.
God's grace is still here. Church, God gave you 20 years. He might give you another 120. Good God. And it might be folk in here with us, and it might not be some folk in with us. But one day, God's going to crack the sky. The dead in Christ going to get up first, and those of us remain will be caught up to meet him in the air to ever be with the Lord. The folk that rear wickedness and big and bad as they want it to, they're going to get burned up. They're going to get cast in the lake of fire that burns with hell, with fire and brimstone. Ever be separated from God. Ooh, that's some mean sermons. Ooh, that's some mean sermons. And it was eight of them that were saved. Every time I laugh and look at the church, and it's still eight of them. Good God Almighty. God is still laughing. Because eight folk, good God Almighty, started a new thing. Amen. And I'm here to tell you that God can start a new thing with eight folk.
Yeah,
well, follow God. Have I got a witness? Don't get upset about the number. God knows who he's going to save. And if no folk come and don't hear the message, wherever church they go, they ain't going to get saved. But it ain't going to be like the doors of the church were open. The doors of the ark were open. You hear the preachers, the old preachers say, the doors of the church are open. The ark of the covenant door was open.
Yes.
He brought the animals in two by two.
Yes.
They were smart enough.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Glory. To be obedient and go to the ark of safety when the door was open.
Yes.
But after it started raining, you thought about it. After the first or second bloop, Lord have mercy. And everybody started looking around and, what's going on? Bloop. And stop floating away. Good God Almighty. God closed the door up. Good God Almighty. And sealed them in. Amen. And people were knocking, trying to get in the boat.
Bloop.
Church going to get raptured. And churches all over this world going to be filled to the brim. Dr. Lindsay, with folk trying to get salvation. They're going to be calling on God, but it's going to be too late for the revelation. They're going to be trying, amen, to get salvation. But the hand of grace is going to be withdrawn. The church is going to be raptured. And the doors of the church are going to be closed up.
Mm. Mm.
Why won't they take advantage of grace? Why won't they? Because they love sin more than God. God haters. So Romans, Paul called them God haters. That's what we're dealing with. One more scripture and I'm going to leave y'all alone. One more scripture. First chapter book of Romans. See, Noah was dealing with this in his day. Paul was dealing with it in his day. And John was dealing with his day. We deal it in our day. And verse, chapter, Romans 1. Verse 28 says, even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate or a depraved mind, to those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Sound like Genesis? Disobedient to patience, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, no mercy, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Ain't nothing new. Noah had to deal with it. Paul had to deal with it. John had to deal with it. And church, John dealt with the church. And we have to spread this word. Because like the flood came, God put a rainbow, so I ain't gonna flood it no more. But it's gonna be fire and brimstone next time. And both gonna be burn it up and can't quench the fire. It's a rough sermon. So please, ma'am, please, sir, that grace that you said wasn't in Genesis, it's there in the sixth chapter. Did y'all see it? You said grace, right? It's the same grace that's here right now. That means you don't deserve it, but God's going to give it to you anyway. Take advantage of the grace. And church, that's always the message we have to give. Take advantage of God's grace. It's a free gift. Free gift. Don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. Sanctification don't cost you. You have to work that out. But salvation is free. You can't buy it. I can't buy it. It had to be given to him. Sanctification, that's the part where you working. Trying to get closer to God, get more like in his image. That's going to cost. Got work at that. But take advantage of the grace while God's hand is still extended. Whatever. We're living in a church age now. Church, we were talking about that in those three chapters of Revelation. We got work to do. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about the people. Just keep preaching that word, because I don't know when he's going to crack this guy. I know it's still violent and corrupt. I know there's still God haters. But when God says, oh, just like that group, Paul says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Did you see it? Did you see it? That's what the word said, in a moment, but in a twinkling of an eye. Did you see it's all going to be gone? Just like that blue first drop of rain. And both laughing. They took a building of boat. Noah had lost his mind. Kayson done planted the church. They took it and lost his mind. Yeah. Amen. Well, what you gonna do? when that first group and that door closed. Or them folks that was in Heart of God Church of God, and now you knocking the door down.
Forget.
Our church is going to be a well attended.
Go ahead.
I'm serious. Folks going to be lined up and they're trying to get in. Won't be nothing. Folks going to be putting chairs down and out. It's going to be a sad situation. Because the church is going to be gone. The building is going to be demolished. I'm done. Lord have mercy. God, I thank you. Thank you for this word. It's not a popular word, but it's a word of seriousness that we need to tell this dying world. That the way they're going is not the right way. It's like all those people that passed by that ark in Noah built, going the wrong way. All these people that passed by these churches with the doors open, preaching and teaching the gospel, going the wrong way. They don't get farther than they want to go. They stay longer than they want to stay. And they won't be able to get back. So we as the church have to continue to extend that hand that they might make the choice. Going for the church home. Choice and now we can. Take advantage of God's grace. The doors for the church are open. The ark is safe. The doors are open. There's going to come a time when the doors will be closed.
and be able to experience God's grace, God's work. That's what it is. Hope you stop coming, hope no one knew what God said. It's easy to disobey. But obedience is better than what sacrifice. Don't be obedient. Don't no sacrifice. Be obedient. Come see it again. Tell somebody about God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for making so plain in your word about your grace and your mercy. God, you hate sin. The wages of sin is death. God, we thank you for putting people in our lives like Noah, like Paul, like John, like parents and grandparents, people that loved us. We thank you for the church, God, those who have stood in the gap between life and death. Now through the years, God, that continue to minister in the face of adversity, in the face of evil and the wickedness of this world, that they would stand up and walk with you, and that they would be obedient to you, and they would share your word. Help us to be that church, God, that we would walk with you, that we would be obedient to you, and that we would share your word about grace through your Son, Jesus Christ. That some woman, some man, some boy, some girl come to know the Lord and Savior of their life, that they would be able to enter into that open door of the ark of safety and be found in you, the body of Christ. Now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Love them in Jesus' name. Telling me there won't be water, but fire next time. God bless you. Take advantage of the grace. Say goodbye to our online folks. Pray for our offering.